producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, how good an idea is that? It's a great idea wherever you are, wherever you happen to be. That phone number will work basically any place. And so all you have to do to get a hold of me is just use it, 855-993-7569. And the best time to call is basically at the beginning of an hour and early, which Omar has done. Omar has so broken the system. So, Omar, without any further ado, let me welcome you to the program and ask you what I can do to help you. Hello.
Hi. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
I have a question. I was wondering, I found out that my partner cheated on me, a 6-month relationship. I thought it was going well and everything, but I accidentally found out when I got from Vegas. I was in Vegas for four days. When I came back, I found out that he was texting and he met a couple of guys at his home to have sexual fun.
And I was did he actually sleep with them?
Admitted it that he did.
And how did you find out? You looked at his text?
Actually, I was trying to take pictures with his phone, a brand new phone they gave him for Christmas, and yeah. I was looking, why would it have messages if it's not even connected? I still don't know how he did that. And I was reading the messages were here in the front, and they were saying that, are you a hot bottom boy? And, you know, not to have so much description of what went on, but I did confront him, and he did admit that he had sex with him. And there was a couple of 20-year-olds.
How old are you, Omar?
I'm 37, and he's 46.
And you've been together 6 months. Was he remorseful? Did he have any explanation, or did he say, yeah, it's no big deal? What was his response?
That he had needs to fulfill.
Whoa!
And those needs, I can't fulfill because it's a gay relationship, and there's the needs that some stuff I don't like to do sexually. So he needs those needs to be fulfilled. So should I look past it? He is calling me now that he wants to see me after work. And
well, sure. I mean, he wants to have his cake and eat it too, so to speak. How do you feel about it?
Well, in a way, I'm heartbroken because why is he such a bigot? When guys look at me at the bar, he tends to get really angry and they're just looking. I actually haven't even done anything.
Well, I'll tell you, let me give you the easy answer to that one. It may not be very pleasant, but it's easy, which is people tend to see the world through their own, we filter everything through our own sensibilities. So he's a cheat. So he figures if guys are looking at you, if you have the opportunity, you're going to cheat because he would. What are you looking for in this relationship?
Well, I'm looking to be stable already because I'm tired of all the games and
Then dump him because he's telling you, he's telling you that he's going to cheat, that he basically is blackmailing you. He's saying either you're going to do what I want sexually, even though it may not be comfortable for you, may not be what you're into, but either you do that or I'm going to do it with somebody else because it's your fault. So this guy isn't really offering you very much.
No, and well, I guess I should just leave it.
Well, I would just say to him, I mean, it sounds like you obviously care about him on some level. I would just say to him, listen, I think you're great, but I'm into monogamy, and I'm into mutual pleasure, not blackmailing somebody. So here's the deal. If at some point you decide that you're interested in a long-term, monogamous, committed, consensual relationship, let me know. If not, wish you luck. Goodbye.
Okay.
Because, look, he has nothing to lose by being charming to you and saying, oh, Omar, you know, you're a great guy. But he's already told you. He's already told you it's his way or he'll be on the highway with other guys.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't snooping, Dr. Joy. It just came up.
No, I hear that it sounds like it was relatively innocent. But the point being that he's look, it's one thing if we don't know, right? It's one thing if you sort of can make the assumption that this is what's going on or whatever. But he's told you. He's been very specific. He's said, here's the deal, Omar, that there are things that I want to do sexually that you're not doing, and so I'm going to do them with somebody else, which means, well, who? I mean, younger schmunger. He's telling you that he does not have the same view of relationships that you do. You're looking for a committed, stable, caring adult relationship. He's looking for sex.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And maybe, and if I'm not that sexually active, maybe that's still no excuse for that, right?
Well, but it's not even sexually active. He's not saying, I'd like for us to have more sex, because that's a negotiable issue. You could say, well, all right, how often would you like to have sex? How often would I like to have sex? Where's the middle ground? You know, how do we sort this out? But that's not what he's saying to you. What he's saying to you is that this, I want to hang from the chandeliers with orangutans who are wearing Carmen Miranda hats. And you're saying, you know, I'm not into Carmen Miranda hats. And he's saying, well, then I'll find somebody who is. So he's not negotiating with you. He's giving you an ultimatum.
Okay. All righty then. Well, I'll do what he told me. Was it to leave him or just to tell him?
Well, I don't think you have to leave him. I think are you the two of you living together?
No, I'm not. I live here with my mom because I got unemployed.
Well, I mean, basically, honey, look, the point is, he's telling you that this is his rules, and you're saying, you don't have to be angry, you don't have to say, I can't believe you did this, or I loved you, there don't have to be tears, there don't have to be recriminations, all you have to say is, here's the deal, this is what I want, this is what you want, they don't really overlap, so have a great life, don't call me.
Okay, all right, thank you.
But understand, he's going to be very seductive. And, Omar, give me another shot. You know, I've thought about it. But I'd be really, really careful about this because he has nothing to lose, and he's already told you what the ground rules are as far as he's concerned.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Dr.
Okay, you're welcome. I, you know, I hate to be giving people the bad news this early in the year.
I mean,
it is what it is, and you don't want to convince yourself that it's something that's different than that because it's not.
Okay? All righty then. Thank you.
You're welcome, Omar. 855-993-7569. I mean, yeah, look, sometimes people don't know what they want. Sometimes they're not very good at communicating it. But every once in a while, you find somebody who is very clear about what they want, and they're very willing to communicate it. And the point is that sometimes we pretend that they're kidding, or that they didn't say that, or whatever it is that we need to do to pretend to be able to stay in the relationship. But the point is, they've told us, right? And when it all hits the fan down the road, and this happens again, he's going to say, Omar, I told you. You know, I told you that it was this way or you know, that I was going to mess around with other guys. I have needs. Okay. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. All right, I feel a little bit like the Wicked Witch of the West, but that happens sometimes. But luckily, today is National Bean Day.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things that come to mind. Yes.
Are they able to be said on the air?
I'm trying to sort through them one at a time as quickly as possible. Well, one of them is it could also be National Bean Counters Day then.
Mm.
You know, a bean counter. I don't know where that came from. It's the expression to talk about accountants, right?
Okay.
Did you've not heard that term, bean counter?
I have never heard that. No,
I think it's kind of a what's the word I want? Disrespectful term to refer to an accountant. They're the bean counters. Like when you want to get something done, the accountant department says no, it's too expensive. You say, oh, those bean counters. So now I'm going to get a whole bunch of people, accountants, who are going to call up and yell at me. But I've actually been at things like fairs and stuff where they have a big jar that's filled with jelly beans. This is, I don't think it's National Jelly Bean Day, but jelly beans are a bean.
Right.
No, probably not, huh? And you have to eat, guess how many are there? There you go. And it's also National Shortbread Day, which seems like we should probably be combining them, don't you think?
In some ways, yeah, I would think so.
For maximum, well, we're not going to go there, are we? Okay, speaking of which... today, thank goodness, in 1540, Henry VIII married Anne of Cleves.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad for Anne.
Yeah.
Adios to her head. 1839, the most damaging storm in 300 years swept across Ireland, damaging or destroying more than 20% of the houses in Dublin. You know, it's really interesting to hear things like that because it kind of puts today's weather, like, you know, Katrina or something, in some kind of perspective, don't you think?
Yeah.
855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver. The number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. For those of you who are new to the program, you're allowed to call about whatever you want to call about, regardless of what we're talking about or regardless about the caller in front of you, that we really don't do themes in the usual sense of the word. We talk about what's going on in history. There, sometimes the programs evolve in and of themselves where they'll have three or four people who are calling about seemingly unrelated things that I see some relationship to or between there are also some that one caller will call after another caller because they want to talk about the same thing. But this is one of those programs that the thematically is really determined by y'all, not by me. So always feel, every once in a while, someone will call and say, well, this really, you know, this doesn't seem very important. Or, and it, you know, if it's important to you, it's important to us. 855-993-7569. One of the things we put up on Facebook was how long would you want to live? And my thing is, it's not so much the length. Is as long as I'm healthy and as long as I sort of keep my wits more or less about me, then I think I'm okay.
Yep. And we'll go to some of these comments now. Wilma actually starts off and kind of piggybacks off of what you just said. She said she would want to live for 100 years if healthy. So.
Yeah, the 100, I agree. You know, 100 sort of seems like a good number. I'd love to do that. Just because, I don't know, just because, right?
Yeah. It's a good benchmark, I think. It's a good number.
Yeah.
Tony says, she just says, it depends on how well I could live.
What does that mean? In terms of money or...
Could be money, could be health, I'm guessing.
Yeah, folks, give us, don't be inscrutable here. Just give us as many details as you can.
Yeah, I've got another person that said 100 or more years. Kelly says forever if I were a vampire.
Well, there we go. I don't know, vampires don't seem all that happy, she said. Right, they can only, although they go out at night and have to bite other people, and I mean, obviously, yeah, and silver crosses and mirrors. Obviously, that the concept. I mean, I think that's one of the things why Walking Dead and you know, all these movies about vampires are appealing to people because the notion of living forever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clearly we're ambivalent about it because the people who live forever have to live off other people's blood and they can only go out at night. And I mean, there are also some issues, but still.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got Vampira here. She wants. All right.
Alyssa says, my great great grandma died 10 years ago at the age of 106 and had excellent quality of life until 3 months before her death. I'd like to live around 100 if my quality of life were good.
Yeah, I wonder, 100 seems like a magic number, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty popular number.
We had a caller who called me, it's probably at least a decade ago now, and he invited me to his 99th birthday party, which is going to be the next week, so I couldn't go. But after that, we called him, or he called us on his birthday every year for about the next 7 or 8 years, and he lived to be, I think, 106. He'd had 4 wives. He was very articulate. One of my favorite things that we did, I asked him, because he'd lived almost 100 years, but in fact, he had lived 100 years by the time we were, you know, a year or so had passed. And I said, what was the most remarkable thing that he felt changed the world the most in his lifetime? Because he'd been around for 100 years. So this was, let's say it was 1995, and I'm not sure. My goodness, that's what, 20 years ago? Let's make it a little later than that. Let's make it 2000, which is still 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. So he'd been alive, let's say, since 1900. I think it was 1898, as a matter of fact. So I asked him what the major change, the thing that he had changed the world the most from his perspective. Guess what he said?
What was that?
The telephone.
Hmm.
Because if you think about it, telephone is also television.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's satellite. It's he felt that was the thing that had changed the most. If I'd guessed, what would you have said?
Why? I guess telephone makes a lot of sense.
I mean, yeah, once he says it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Wow. I would, yeah, probably telephone.
I probably would have said the car. Yeah. But I think he's right that, you know, to a certain extent, that a lot of the things that have changed, you know, that have changed our world,
mm-hmm.
and certainly the internet.
Yeah.
Radio.
The way social media has kind of grown and evolved and connected everybody.
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon.
Hmm.
All right, what else you got?
Kathy says, pain-free 300. With the pain I have now, maybe 80, if I can make it that long. And why 80? Because that is all I figure I can take it for. Because it's just going to get worse as I get older, and I'm only 55 now.
Oh, honey, we should get you to a pain clinic.
Yeah.
You know, that would be helpful to know. The pain clinics are really helpful. They're interdisciplinary approaches. As I said, I helped set up one at New England Medical Center, and they're basically dealing with people with chronic intractable pain. Which means that surgery is not an option, that painkillers no longer work, and basically they do a multidisciplinary approach to how do you manage pain and how do you deal with the perception of pain and the psychology of pain. And it's a very interesting phenomenon because we think of pain as being kind of monolithic, and it's not. Once you begin to look at it very carefully, that people have good days and bad days, they have things that will exacerbate it or things that will alleviate it a little bit, and you learn how to manage it in much better ways. Essentially, instead of pain kind of overwhelming you, that you sort of stay ahead of it. I actually did some of this with my mom, which is a much tougher sell than with people who are not related, but of saying, you know, here's how to think about it, here's a different way of dealing with it.
Yeah.
And but it's, you know, I would really encourage you to get in touch with a pain clinic, because there really are better solutions than just suffering.
Yeah. Let's go to Chandra. She says forever, because I am so unsure of what comes after.
Well, there is that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, at least being a little bit curious. But I agree. I mean, the idea of sort of ending stuff, you can see why people all of a sudden begin to invest heavily in afterlives and, you know, Walt Disney and the cryogenic stuff. And did you know he was frozen?
That I did not know.
Yeah, supposedly has been since for a very long time. I think at UCLA or something, but he was one of those people who believed early on in cryogenics.
Hmm.
And he may turn out to be right. I mean, that's the idea about, you know, if you can stay alive long enough, that science may have all sorts of solutions to all sorts of things that make it difficult for people to either survive or survive happily.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to Sally. Sally says, and this is interesting following the last one we just got. Sally says, only until I'm a burden to my kids. It's time to go when I would be. I am a Christian, so I have heaven to look forward to.
There you go. Yeah, it makes a huge difference. It's really interesting. For lots of reasons, I think lots of us have been to funerals in our life, starting when we're very young. And the difference between the tenure, the attitude of funerals, depending on what the congregation believes comes after death, is extraordinarily different. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Have you ever thought about starting a home-based business? Did you know there's a secret 99% miss to making money with a home-based business? Having invested thousands of dollars myself in opportunities, I can tell you there is a secret which separates a moneymaker from a scam. Think about it. If a person runs ads on radio or television making fraudulent claims, they eventually wind up in prison. One man was sentenced to 10 years for making claims which could not be substantiated. But anyone can put a video on YouTube and lie to people for years and get away with it. If you are thinking about starting a business, you need to discover the secret 99% miss to making money. Why? Because it's free. All you have to do is go to RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this offer will be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com and get this free report. That website is RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Wendy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
A little bit convoluted, so I'm going to try and really condense it.
Okay.
I've been working with a family. I'm a part-time nanny.
Okay.
And the little boy just started kindergarten. And so all of a sudden my hours got cut from a good amount, a perfect amount for me, to half the amount.
Okay. What was the amount before?
I'd say it was about 20 hours a week.
Okay. And so it's now 10?
Yes.
Okay.
And in the past, we have kind of a not 100% clear agreement. When they've taken time off, they've paid me for that 20-hour amount.
Right.
So the other complication was they didn't they couldn't decide what they were going to do. They couldn't give me any advance notice, really, of what his schedule was going to be.
Okay.
So I said to them, I can't do less hours, and we've come up with a, okay, so we're going to, you know, I'll continue working for a month.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I'm wondering if I can come to them and say, hey, guys, you know, I really didn't have any warning, and can you cover 2 weeks of that month at that full 20-hour rate? I don't know if that's ethical. I don't know quite how to approach this.
How long have you been working for them?
It's been about a year.
All right. What's your, I mean, presumably, even if they didn't warn you that this was happening, you knew the kid was going to start kindergarten, right?
Yes. I thought it was going to be like at 12:30, and it's turned out to be at 3. So that, for me, is a huge difference. And they didn't decide that to the last minute. That's kind of their style.
Well, yes. I mean, the short-term answer is, of course, you can ask for whatever you want. And it may be that they're going to sort of, that they were always intending to give you some kind of bonus at the end. So the question is, how much are you paid an hour?
$20.
Okay. So we're talking about, let's say you're talking about a total of 20 hours. So that's $400. So that's not an insignificant amount of money. So there are two ways to do it. I mean, if you're really feeling in the midst of pecuniary strangulation, you know, that you really can't make it this month, I think there's no harm in doing it. On the other hand, if you think, gee, it would be nice to have the $400, but, you know, it's having them as a good letter of recommendation, knowing that they can always call me, you know, if they have another child, having me available, you know, saying that I'm going to be available if possible over vacations may be worth it to you. So, and I'm not suggesting, and it sounds like the way that you're doing it is not particularly odious, although saying, look, guys, I didn't have much warning. Therefore, I think just saying, I know that you guys didn't make a decision at the last moment, but it's kind of put me in a bit of a bind. Would you be willing to give me, and maybe the easier way to do it is instead of saying, could you cover the whole 20 hours for half the time, of saying, would you be willing to up the hourly for the month? And that may be an easier way of doing it, because the other set of is paying you for not, you know, for something you're not doing. The other is just paying you a little bit better for what you're already doing. So that may be, and in the long run, I mean, what you're talking about is $400, and you're talking about, let's see, you're talking about 4 weeks, so it's $100 an hour, or $100 a week, so that's, and you're talking about 10 hours, so you're talking about, instead of paying you $20, they'd pay you $30 for the time. And that may be worth it, you know, just asking, it may be a better way of asking. In other words, what you're sort of saying is, this was short notice, I'm basically doing part-time work, you tend to get paid more for part-time, you don't even have to make the argument of just saying, would you be willing to up the hourly for the month? And they'll either say yes or no. If they say yes, then you're covered, and it's probably a slightly more graceful way of doing it. If they say no, they probably wouldn't have given you the extra, you know, the extra $400 for doing, you know, essentially for work that you're not doing anyway. You may also sort of offer to do something extra, saying, you know, I'm willing to pick him up from school or whatever, to justify the extra money. In other words, if you can, you know, it's interesting, I was talking to somebody about this last week, that I think that in life, there's always two options at some point. The option of trying to win the most you can get, and the other is giving up a little to get a little. And I'm clearly of the second school of life, that extra, you know, over your life, that extra $400 is not going to make any difference. Over the next couple of weeks, if it does, it probably makes some sense to say something about it. But you need to figure out what you're giving up to get that $400, and whether you can give up a little of that $400 to get something back that's valuable to you, which is either, I mean, if nothing else, having them pay you even $25 an hour for the next month means that the next job you go into, you can say, at my last job I made $25 an hour, so that's somewhat valuable. The amount of money that you're talking about is going to be not quite as much. It'll be the difference, let's say, what did we figure out? 10 hours is 50, is so that would be 200 rather than 400. So it's only half of what you're asking for, but may work better for you, may work better for them. I think it's okay to ask, but I think you have to figure out that if they say no, is it going to leave a bad taste in both of your mouths? Are they going to feel like you're sort of trying to manipulate them? So figure out what, and I think the best way of approaching it is just to say, I know this came kind of out of the blue for you, that you had last minute decision, but it also means that I've got, you know, my income has just dropped by 50% overnight. Is there some way that we could, is there something else? For example, I don't know if you want to do housekeeping, picking kids up at the store, doing some extra babysitting at night, taking care of the child for a weekend so they could go away someplace. But I think offering something that says, you know, I'm willing to do a little extra just so, because I don't want you to feel ripped off, but that's a fairly major financial hit for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
So, yeah, and because, again, they're going to be a good resource for you. As I said, if you can get them to kick in a little bit more on an hourly, that may make some sense. You have some options here. But what I would do is tread lightly, understanding that while the $400 at this moment seems to loom relatively large, you know, in the scheme of things, it's not going to make a huge amount of difference. So tread gently, see if you can offer something without sort of making them feel guilty, because guilt really just doesn't work very well as a motivating factor.
Okay,
because if they're going to feel guilty, they would have already offered. And so what you're doing is you're kind of jeopardizing essentially goodwill for $400 that they may or may not give you anyway. And if they feel icky about it and then say, well, you know, she's a good nanny, but she's a little venal when it comes to money. I mean, that's going to cost you something. So think about, and again, I'm not saying no, and in fact, I'm saying yes, but I'm saying do it in a way that you're offering them something of value to get something back a little bit. And as I said, if they'll give it to you, they probably would have given it to you anyway, and this is just a little sort of nudge in the right direction. If they say no, they weren't going to give it to you anyway, and you probably still want to be cheerful about it. So make it gentle enough so that it doesn't poison either you against them or them against you, because you want them as a letter of recommendation.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank
Alrighty.
You so much.
You're most welcome.
You know, the easiest way that any of us can think about a situation is monetarily, right? Because it's something that everybody agrees that a dollar is a dollar. But as you can hear, there are other considerations, and sometimes it's very easy to get seduced by the easy, which is, okay, my income's dropping, somebody's got to make this up. But the point is, you can think about, well, I'm not going to be working as much time. I now have a couple of weeks where I'm going to get half salary and I can look for another job. I would certainly get a letter of recommendation, especially you may want to ask for the letter of recommendation before you negotiate whether they're going to ask for more money. But it's something that all of us do. And if one of the people who actually taught me this, believe it or not, was a used car salesman. I did my dissertation, as many of you know, on it was called the used car game. It was a study of bargaining behavior, and there are very few, and especially in American culture, there are very few examples of bargaining, which is what most of the world does. That they negotiate. Americans tend not to do it. There's a price tag. You pay the price tag. You pay the price. Either it's too much or it's too little. But that's you either pay it or you don't pay it. Most of the world bargains, negotiates. So, and it's an interesting way because, exactly as I said, in a negotiation, especially a long-term negotiation, everybody has to feel that they win. Because if somebody feels that they lost, then the relationship falls apart. So figure out what it is that may be more important to you than money. For example, used car salesman will get a car rather than money. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we've been talking a little bit about cars just because we were talking in the last couple of weeks and about the auto automobile, the self-drive automobile, which I think is a great idea. I mean, in terms of fuel consumption, in terms of safety, in terms of saving lives, presumably. As I said, we kill 55,000 people every year on the highway, so that's a huge savings of lives, but not to mention the pedestrians and the bike messengers and, you know, so... Yeah, I guess you'd own your own car, but I guess, as opposed to like taxis or Ubers or something like that. But anyway, Mercedes showed off their glitzy new luxury in motion. It's dubbed the FO15, obviously 15. It drove itself on the stage. It's four seats. It's got saloon doors, which basically
open, like, remember when James Arness would walk through it through the saloon doors that they open in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's got bright blue LED lights along the front grille, which can light up as a signal to pedestrians that it has seen you and it's safe to pass. It can even display a mock crosswalk on the street and verbally tell you in a very pleasing voice to please go ahead. The car of the future is good-looking, smart, polite, and helpful. Maybe we don't need to date anybody but our car anymore. This is a head of Mercedes cars. The concept car is just as spectacular. It has fewer buttons than your smartphone, like it has zero. The windows can be used as screens that display emails, video conferences, or whatever you want. Movies! It's electric. It doesn't need a bulky engine or transmission technology. There's more room inside to spread out. It has a free-floating control unit so that anyone in the car can become the driver. I guess driver being in quotes. And you can... you can also swivel all your seats around so you can face each other. They're saying quality time and private space will be the true luxury goods in the future. Luxury in Motion is the third place that offers you both. But despite all the glitz and glamour, there are still many questions to be answered when it comes to autonomous vehicles. How the car makers will ensure customer data is safe. Who is responsible in the unlikely event of a crash? Well, clearly they are. And if one is unavoidable, how does the car deal with ethical dilemmas like whether it should drive into a ditch or a wall, a young mother with a stroller, or an older person? So a self-driving car needs a moral compass. So do human beings. There are some areas that need discussion and solution. We are not alone in this race. They've been working on self-driving cars for 30 years, they said. A 62-mile drive of an automobile vehicle in Germany was completed last year. Now, I think that's very cool. The other really kind of cool story, I mean, Mercedes is talking about something a little different than most of us are talking about, but Toyota. I mean, this is a great story as far as I'm concerned. They have apparently... like nearly 6,000 patents on hydrogen technology, fuel cells. And what they've decided is they're going to share them with other auto manufacturers. Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
I mean, I think, yeah, they're saying, you know, all of us working together will get us there quicker. Offer thousands of patents on related technologies to rival automakers for free.
Hmm.
This is the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Where Omar was. We don't know that Omar was there. They said the Tesla. Because Elon Musk made the Tesla patents available to all, hoping to spur innovation. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So they thought they'd get some publicity out of it, which they do. At Toyota, we believe that when good ideas are shared, great things can happen.
Hmm.
I like this idea a lot. 5,680 patents available to automakers to build and sell their own fuel cell vehicles. Parts suppliers, energy companies, and bus manufacturers can also use the patents, which remains royalty-free through 2020. So 70 patents are directly related to hydrogen fueling stations, a move both Toyota and analysts say could spur the wider adoption of hydrogen electric vehicles. You know, it's really interesting that all this happens when fuel is at an all-time 10-year low, or not all-time, right, but 10-year low. Well, I mean, clearly, looking at the future. So those are all kind of cool. And we have the idea is that they're looking at whales now, because apparently there's a whale that lives 200 years and doesn't get cancer. So that's pretty cool, because the assumption about cancer is essentially that your cells, that the immune system wears out. And so cancer is basically just cells out of place.
Mm-hmm.
And so either they're in the wrong place, or that whatever mechanism to stop them has fallen away. So in theory, we're born with all those cells. And the question is, are they kept in check or not? And obviously, the longer that you live, the less likely they will be kept in check. So the notion is that even that when people die of other things, and most people do die of other things, that you die with cancer, not of cancer. So they're studying whales who don't have cancer, even though they live very long lives.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a bit more of the future, since we're still future-oriented, we were talking yesterday, and this was, I think, directly one of our responders on Facebook was talking about nerve regeneration, which isn't exactly what this is, but the idea is a paralyzed man moved his legs for the first time in years.
That's amazing.
I mean, how cool is that? I mean, yeah. It's great.
Phenomenal.
It said an accident with a drunk driver
left him paralyzed below the chest. On December 5th, he got another chance. Researchers wheeled him into a laboratory in Louisville. He became the first study subject to receive a new therapy designed to help paralyzed people move their legs. Cell transplant allows paralyzed man to walk again. Sensors were wired up and down his leg. They implanted electrodes in his spine. On his toe was a ring and a string. The goal was for him to pull that string with his toe. For 2 hours, the scientist sent jolts of electricity to the receptors surgically implanted in his spine. He tried mightily to move his legs, even a toe, but nothing happened. They played with different combinations of voltage, changing currency, and polarity. Still couldn't do it. Do you think you need a little more voltage? The neuroscience said, he said, sure, let's give it a try. They amped it up, and his toe moved the string.
Wow.
Doctors changed the configuration of the voltage again, and something amazing happened. He bent his knee. A man who hasn't been able to move his leg since the accident was now lifting his leg off the table. That, I mean, that makes me want to cry, don't you think?
That's amazing.
It was pretty awesome. I questioned it at first. Maybe it didn't actually happen. I was just hoping it did. Over the next few hours, he lifted his leg several more times. Amazing. He won't necessarily walk again, even though his doctors are hopeful. Four other paralyzed men have had this therapy, but none of them can walk, at least not yet. Other paralyzed men have experienced benefits from the therapy that some say may have been more important than walking. Now they can control their bowels and bladder. They can have sex. I'd like to walk someday, but just give me sexual function and bowel and bladder control. I'm a happy camper. Man, it's amazing how your perspective shifts, isn't it? Another subject's blood pressure, which had been fluctuating wildly and making him feel weak, came back under control after the therapy. They don't know. They said they plan to test this overall treatment in 7 more patients. I mean, look, it's a great time to be alive, right? It makes you proud to be human. I mean, we always look at all the awful things human beings do to one another, but every once in a while, you know, Toyota sharing nearly 6,000 patents and somebody helping somebody to move their leg after 2.5 years of being paralyzed. Good to be human. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.